talking last week about the Arcadia. עכשיו המסיודו היי ככה שמח חלס לשחות את זה נסויין זה הקדו זה נסויין ואברום נסויין יצחק יצחק זה 37 year old man. At that point, certainly an adult, and he allows himself to be tied up on the Mizbeach. He's not an infant, not a child. He's a young man, Avram is an old man. Yitzchak has not heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu has heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak's willing to accept. He may be killed because that's the Ratzon Hashem as communicated to him by his father. And the whole thing shows incredible hachna that Yitzchak had to his father to be the carrier of the Messiah. I mean, Avraham Avinu founded an idea. Yitzchak continued that idea. But continue that idea. Oh, wait a minute. There are a few chairs there. What? Okay. Yitzchak to continue that idea. He had to have incredible hachma to his father. Up to a point, father told him, "My Baruch Hu told me to kill you." He's willing to accept it. Avraham Asyodo. Okay, but you create of Malach Hashem and Hashemayim. Avram. That means I have to understand the power of the situation and what's being asked of Avraham Avinu. This is an incredible Messiah for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had spent his life preaching a doctrine. There's one God, the absolute rules that can't be violated. That's what he's been preaching. Obviously, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him to shecht Yitzchak, he'll be able to say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed rachmim, what do you mean? He told you yesterday to kill your son. And he killed your son. That'd be chesed rachmim. And having a dream, that he's founding a nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, and it's all finished. There's no future. 100 years, he hoped for a child. He had a child. The child grew up to be everything he wanted. There's a hemshich, there's a continuity. Finished. Everything's finished. On a personal level, it's the son who's everything to him. On every ego level, he's destroying whatever he had. Malach says, Avram, 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 he says, I'm here willing to do what you want. Rashi says, just like this. Avram Avinu, in order to achieve what he achieved at this point, had to overcome every normal emotion that a human being has. And human beings have very complex emotions. Being that human beings have complex emotions, so he had to psych himself into something that or build himself psychologically for this event. And that was going to be the major event of his life now. And sort of building himself up psychologically to commit personal suicide, in the sense there's no future, there's nothing. He'll never be able to do anything, can't open his mouth anymore, nothing. Take that requires, in 3 days now, building himself. Ready to do it. He's withstood all the attempts of the Sultan, every witch, crazy idea that went through his head. Why not? And at that point, Gersh Baruch said, okay, fine, stop, I don't want it. I'm understanding it. Okay. So what's now? She said, let me do something. I came here, for 3 days I've been fighting myself. For 3 days I've been overcoming everything. Let me do something. Nothing. The ability to have all your psychological drive in a certain direction and then withdraw. No. Gosh Bohr doesn't want it. It's the most incredible hachnoah possible to the Ratzon Hashem. Unbelievable. Now, it says, Elohim told Nisa Vayomelavaram Vayominei, he said, Vayikol of Malach Hashem. So, he could have said, wait a second, because Baruch Hu told me one thing, now Malach telling me something else. Maybe, no. Malach comes and tells him he knows it's true. Every reason he could have not to listen, he had. Absolute hachno of all of your emotions and everything to Ratzon Hashem. Just in the beginning it was absolute hachno, he had to. And that's necessary. And that was a necessary conclusion to the Akeda. Because you can set yourself up with a lot of things. And then when all the emotions are ready and you're just ready to do it, no, not interesting. Bye. It's an unbelievable sign. So it happens to a lot of people in a lot of situations. He says, right, no, ati yadati. Ati yadati. Kirei Elohim ato. Now, what's very interesting is compare this by Yehuda Sukkim at the beginning of Shmos. Paro calls in the Yerios And they didn't listen to Par. Why not? Vatireno Hamialdo says it. It doesn't say anything other than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means recognition. It translates itself into action. Who I am and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. By absolute subservient position, Klal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, whether I understand it or I don't understand. The Medrash, so Medrash Rashi quotes, "Amar Rabbah Amle Avram, Efer Shulcha, at Sichotze. Yesterday you told me ki Yitzchok Yitzchok. Then you said Kachlan Mitzvah Sichot Chaft. Then you said Tishchok Yana. Explain to me what happened. He didn't ask that at the beginning. If the stamas stira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, we're not supposed to necessarily understand. This means parasha v'chok. So zchukas haTorah. So zchukas haTorah. There's certain things we have to know, we can't understand. We have to be willing to accept it. And that is the ultimate hachnah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's a greater mind in this world, and we have to submit our mind to it. There's a greater will in this world, and we have to submit our will to it. And that's Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu submitted his entire understanding of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I don't understand. Where's Avraham Avinu coming from? Avraham Avinu is all by himself. Through his own understanding, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's one, he's chesed, he's emes, and everything. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, do something which is an entire violation of your entire thought process since the last 34 years since he was 3 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, that's it. The absolute hachna'a is required of Avraham. That's Yerushalayim. Yireh lo kimato. Lo chasachto es bincho es shichitcho mimeni. Vois Avraham aseino vayar mihne ayel achar. He'd been there. That aisle, Avraham Avinu hadn't noticed him. Picked up his hands. Why? Shows the incredible focus that Avraham Avinu had. Had a one-dimensional focus. I'm going to Sheikh Yitzchok on his back. A one-dimensional focus, and nothing on the side, nothing could distract him. All the arguments, just. That just intensifies when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Malach says, Al tishlach yodcha, al atas lam l'uma. All of a sudden, everything stops. It's an aisle. Nesach basfach bakar. It's an interesting thing. The first korban that recorded in Chumash, actually the second korban that was brought, was Cain and Hevel. When Cain's korban was not accepted, Hevel's korban was accepted. Why? Vayavo kayem priyo adomo min choloshem. Vehevel hevi gamu mipchorus tzono. Very big difference. Why was one accepted and not? Kayem mipriyo adomo, says Rashi. Something on the side. Minagarua. Not the best. The Hevel, there are two things. Hevi, Mibchorus, Sono, Mechalvehim. From the best. But that's two words, Gamhu. Chazawabod, what is that Gamhu? Gamhu doesn't mean he just imitated what Cain did. It's a whole different carbon. It's not just imitation, it's different. He brought himself. Adam ki Yaakov mikem korban Hashem. It has to be yours. It has to be you. The idea of a korban is really I deserve to be there. What I'm bringing the mizbech is a substitute, a visual, tangible, concrete substitute from where I deserve to be. That's what a korban is all about, and that's this korban. Vayikra Avram Shem Hamokom Hahu Shem Yira Asher Yoma Hayom Bar Shem Yira. So, what is the Asher Yoma Hayom? Rashi Sheyomru Imei Hadoru Seola Bar Shem Yira Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amen. This is Harabayas. Now this place is a very critical place. Around the right. Masori Sibiyat Ko. It's a Masora on which there is no disagreement. Shamok Shabonama, place. Dover is Meach. Place with Dover Gold is Meach. It's a very special place. Amizbeach Makomo Mukhuvim Biosa. It's a very precise. That's why we have a problem today. People want to bring korban today. All the people that are Pesach try to bring a korban, supposedly thinking they can bring a korban Pesach. Cannot be budged from its very exact, that precise place. It was a halacha, so we saw exact, so precise. Ubamikdosh and the Shebim Makom Amizbeach Nekad Yitzchak Avinu Shemalech Eretz HaMoria. And Pasuk says by Shlomo he built it on Har Moria. So Shemok Shabona Dovid Am Shlomo Mizbeach Begoron Arona Hayvus Amokom Shabona Bo Avram Avinu. That's Amizbeach Vayakar of Yitzchak Vayakedah. Mokom Shabona Noach, that's when Noach brought his korban when he came out of the table. Mokom Shehikri Kayim Vehevim Ubo Hikri Vodam Rishon Korban Kishneva. So I'll tell us on the Pasuk later by Shem Yishar Par that when Avram Avinu was created, he brought the korban there on Harabayas. Umisham Niva, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the earth, fashion of Avraham Avinu is from right the Makom HaMizbeach. Omru Chachomim Odom in Makom Kaparos HaNefer. Hello. I can't talk now. You'll have to call me later. The idea of a korban is to recognize who and what a human being is, and what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's why the place to bring a korban is exactly the place from which Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the earth from which he made Avraham Avinu. And to understand who and what the human being is. And that is what? Shem Elokim Hu Hashem Yira. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says. From there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to his people, Harabayas. The Malach comes back and says, Inishbati Yom Hashem. Yani Shosis has a dova zevo chosachto as mincha sichidecha. Varecha varechacha. Eke vesheshamate bekole. The Ramban says, what's new here? There will always be a Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was told something, which is a very difficult thing. He told Lech Lecha. It says, "V'eschol goy godu v'avroch v'agad l'shmech." And then he has a child, Yishmael. And he has Yitzchok. He sends away Yishmael to Yitzchok to Koro Chazara. This is an entire future. This is the base of Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Klal Yisrael, there will be a Klal Yisrael. Israel who doesn't want a Klal Yisrael, there won't be a Klal Yisrael. And this is the simple yes or no, there will be a Klal Yisrael or not. And he's willing to give that up. So it's going to promise him there'll always be a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will never go out of existence. Why? Lo chasachta. In the beginning it says, Bincha asher havta es Yitzchok. Es bincha shechitcha asher havta es Yitzchok. It doesn't say, Lo chasachta es bincha asher havta. It doesn't say, Lo chasachta es bincha Yitzchok. Bincha yichidecha. This is the only one you're going to have. That's what you told him there. Don't think, after Yitzchok, there's going to be anyone else. There's no one else. It's finished. He's willing to do that. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, there will always be a Klal Yisrael. Then he gives him a very important bracha. It's Baruch Hu Bazaracho Kol Goyei Ha'aretz. In the beginning, in Lech Lecha, what is Avram? He said, "That's how we go. God of Avraham, Avraham, God of Shmecha. Have a nivru v'chu v'cha kol mishpachol v'adam. Do you or all the nations of the world be blessed? Kachava. Wherever Klal Yisrael have lived, the existence of Klal Yisrael in a nation has always brought tremendous bracha to that nation. They understood why? No. Spain was the mighty empire. 1492, they were the strongest empire in Europe throughout the Jews. By 1511, defeated the Spanish Armada, they're all finished. And that is the history of the nations that took in the Jews. And his Baruch Hu Bazaracho Kol Goyei Ha'aretz. Now Yoshev Avram al Na'arov, the Magid says, what happened to Yitzchok? What happened to Yitzchok? Yitzchok didn't go anywhere. He says, yeah, he did. He went to Yeshiva Shem Be'ev. Why? Yitzchok at this point about to an unbelievable madrega, and it was an overwhelming experience for him. Now, what do you do when you have a tremendous inspiration and you want to solidify that and make it a permanent part of your being? You go to a place separate from the world and you sit on top. Yaakov Avinu, Vayetzi Yaakov Mibeer Sheva. He's preparing himself for an unbelievable beginning of his life. So how does he do it? Since 20 years in Yeshiva Hashem Rav. Now Avraham Avinu also had a yeshiva. What's wrong with the yeshiva Avraham Avinu? Why do you have to go to the yeshiva Hashem Rav? It's a very big difference. Very big difference. And that difference is Avraham Avinu's house was open to anybody and everyone. They said they have four doors and all four sides. Everyone could come. Total open environment. Yitzchak Avinu couldn't go to that open environment. Shem Ve'Evi was a small group of people in a private environment who were working on their own growth in Torah and Yerushalayim. Midas. Not to go to a secluded environment, not an open environment, in order to solidify all that inspiration. And they were both in Be'er Sheva, one down the street from the other. Was it a totally open environment, was it a closed environment? And then it's a weird story that comes afterwards. This will finish. Avraham Avinu is not living a normal life. His brother Nochor stayed back in Choron. This is a normal life. He has children, he has grandchildren, everything. But since Avraham Avinu's life is a building of Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. He had one son. He had 8 children, but only one really was Amshah. And that he almost lost. And then he says, you know, if he didn't do this, he would have a much more normal life. But I'm asking, he did it. Not to have the normal life. And then, through Yolad Srivka, two things happened. The stark contrast and say, okay, now's the time to tell us to get married. You know, it's a Rivka. She's ready to get married. And now we're going to begin the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. But the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael can only begin once Avraham Avinu was willing to give up the whole idea of Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Klal Yisrael, there'll be a Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a Klal Yisrael, there won't be a Klal Yisrael. Once he's willing to say, I'm not doing it for my ego, I'm not doing it for any other crazy emotion, just I'm doing it purely for the Ratzon HaBarei, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, then he's allowed to begin Klal Yisrael. Okay. We'll continue next 2 weeks with stories of a few of the other stories of Breshis.